Okay. See if this works. There was so much stuff on the traffic scene that, oh my gosh, got here later than I wanted. Okay, so, this is weird. I don't know, 3 to 5. New show, huh? I don't know. This is all goofed up. Well, I guess I'll just put something on and try and figure out what is going on. Although, I didn't think that we were starting the new schedule until the 23rd, and today is the 20th. So, why it should be doing this, I have no idea. But it's Hanukkah, so we're going to put on some Hanukkah music. And I was told that these CDs were not a problem. We'll see if that happens or not. So let's do, this one. No, it's still booting, so we have a little bit of time. And let me see, read something from our handy dandy book. Hand washing PSA, that's what we need. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control's top tip for fending off the flu, coronavirus, and colds is to wash your hands. Okay. Often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after going to the bathroom, before eating, and after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. The CDC also advises avoiding touching your eyes, nose, and mouth unless you've just washed your hands, covering any cough or sneeze you have with the tissue, then throwing the tissue in the trash, avoiding close contact with people who are sick, and finally, if you do get sick, staying home so you don't infect others. A public health message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. And actually, most of you who are around here know that the new trolley line, the T line, is up and running. And I think people are very, very excited about that. So that's progress. It took a long time for that. So let's see. So show name, we're going to put... All right, so we're going to do this. Let's see, we'll put world music for that. And this is going to be 20 minutes. And okay. All right, we'll see if this works. That's very strange. A, B, C, what? I don't know what that is. Show playlist. All right. Okay, so here we go. Very, very strange. Let's see if this will actually play. CD player one. Okay, good.
Stop. manahin bat fok. Welcome kids and welcome folks, let's listen to the beat. I'm Paul Zim, that's right, I'm him, the star of this Hanukkah treat. With the dreidelettes at their singing best, clap your hands and stamp your feet. We'll sing all night till you get it right. Now listen to that beat.
Chanukah, Chanukah, Chag Yabekokah, Or Chavit Misavit Gileyel Lekrah. Chanukah, Chanukah, Sevivon Sof Sof, Sof Sof Sof, Sof Sof Sof, Manayim
nights. Chanukah, a simcha is, festival of lights. Blessings we recite, thanks unto the Lord. A miracle we've seen again, the temple was restored.
Hanukkah, Hanukkah, festival of lights. Let menorahs proudly glow, eight successive nights. Hanukkah, Hanukkah, down we all three.
beaten enough.
Lease me up here.
Okay, that was a little bit strange. I think I'm playing it on the DJ thing, and I think they've messed it up somehow. I don't know. But that was the Klezmer Conservatory Band, and it's from a CD called Dancing in the Isles, and the song was the Doña Freilex, and it sounded a little bit odd to me, so I don't know. I do have another deck that I can use, so we'll try and see. So if I'm down to one deck again, that'll be, So I don't know. So next we'll go to something from the Klezmer Nutcracker Shirim here on WMFO Medford. This is the Voicemobile here with your host, Joyce the Voice. Happy Hanukkah. A Freilichen Hanukkah.
Oi Hanneke, oi Hanneke, a jante verscheine, a lustiger, a freilige, nicht doch noch a seine. Alle Nacht in Dredlich spielen wir, sittig heiße Latkes essen wir. Geschwinde sind Kinder, die dienen gelächterlich um. Sogt al hanisim, loib Gott vaten nisim, men kimt gicher tanzen in kon. Sogt al hanisim, loib Gott vaten nisim, men kimt gicher tanzen in kon. Ja, hitte hot vertrieben, dem Säune, dem Rotzejach, in Hottenbeis ham ich dich gesingen, lam Nazejach. Die Stadt Jerusalem hat wieder aufgelebt, in sie in einem Leben hat jeder gestrebt. Der Rübe, dem Gebe, ja, hitte Makkabi läuft heuch. So ja der Basinde besingen die Winter in Lieben, das Volk sollt ihr euch. So ja der Basinde besingen die Winter in Lieben, das Volk sollt ihr euch. Thank you. Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah, come light the menorah. Let's have a party, we'll all dance the horah. Gather round the table, give you a treat. Dreidels to play with and latkes to eat. And while we are playing, the candles are burning low. One for each night, they shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago. One for each night, they shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago.
Anymore.
Wow. That's great. The Zamir Corral of Boston. And we had also, let's see, the cantor on that. That was Pishuli Shari Tzedek. It's a Shalom Secunda composition. And I don't know who the cantor was on that. Let's see if I can figure that out from the... it's just going to take a while to do that. Okay, so before that, it's all Hanukkah right now. Alan Eder and friends from Reggae Hanukkah, Lion of Judah, Mazur. Before that, Yael Strum's Broken Consort. Hanukkah or Hanukkah was the song, and it's from a release called Shimmering Lights. Before that, we heard the Shirim Klezmer Orchestra, Dance of the Latkes, Dance of the Latke Queens, based on the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy from the Klezmer Nutcracker Klezmer. And before that, the Klezmer Conservatory Band, Duane Freilich. And we opened up with two things from Paul Zim, Festival of Lights and Hanukkah Chag Yafeh. And so I want to share with you, first of all, there's an event happening tomorrow night, which I'm not able to attend, but some of you might like to. So let me read what that information is. Tomorrow night, our last concert of the year for the Boston Festival of New Jewish Music. And blind composer, singer, and accordionist, Matthew Shifrin, to present his newest work as a one-man, one-accordion, I don't know if I'm better with or without my glasses, trilingual opera inspired by his late grandmother's memories of the Holocaust and the rest of her life. So that's pretty interesting. Join us tomorrow at the Boston Synagogue and streaming on Zoom for the premiere performance. Details and free registration are available, and they give a whole long thing. Let me think. If you go to the Boston Synagogue, I think you could find that information. It'd be a lot easier. I mean, I can give you a little bit. It's the eventbrite.com site, and then the /Matthew-Shifrin-@the-BTNJM-tickets. I mean, it's just too much to take in all at once. I think if you go to the Boston Synagogue, you'll be able to find it. So that's very nice. Sorry, I won't be able to be at that. So just wondering if there's anything else. Well, there's a lot of stuff going on. So you can go online and find out. And just probably put in Hanukkah, and I think you'll find all kinds of wonderful things. So... okay, I want to share with you something from a wonderful book that's compiled by Rabbi Shlomo Katz. It's called The Soul of Hanukkah, and it's the teachings of my Rabbi, Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach, and it's just packed full with wonderful, wonderful things. So let's see what we'll open up to. Okay, so let's do this one. It's the very beginning. It's called Shining Eyes. When the lowest person in the world was a child, he was dreaming about being the holiest, most glorious person in the world. But something happened. Someone destroyed his dream, and he gave up on the world. And here, I want you to open your hearts. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we are doing teshuvah. We repent and we regret all of our mistakes. This is holy, but it is not the ultimate fixing. The ultimate fixing is when God gives me back the vision I had of myself, of what I could be in the world. Boy, isn't that the truth? Why do we fail? Why is it so hard for us to make it in this world? Because the world doesn't usually help. Nobody really encourages our dreams. On Hanukkah, God gives me back my vision, and my eyes begin to once again be connected to my dreams. So important. Do you know what a real friend is? A real friend is someone who gives you back that vision. If someone can bring me back to the dream I once had, he is my best friend in the world. This is what Hanukkah does. This is why Hanukkah is the greatest, deepest holiday in the world. On Hanukkah, God gives us back our dreams. The question is, how? Taka, how do we get back our dreams on Hanukkah? I want you to know the deepest steps. When God created the world, he had a dream for it. What happened to his dream? On Hanukkah, we give God back his dream. How do we do this? When I see somebody else's light and I make a bracha, I am fulfilling God's dream. His dream was that people should say blessings over each other's light. God's dream was that people would love each other, that it would blow people's minds when they see someone else's beauty. Let's look at the first two brothers in the world. What was the problem with Cain and Abel? Imagine Cain would have said to God, "It's true, I'm not high enough to bring my sacrifice to you, but I'm so glad you received my brothers. How can I ever thank you for giving me a brother who is so holy?" Do you know what would have happened? His sacrifice would have reached even higher than Abel's. But you know, friends, Abel was also imperfect. We can ask, "Abel, why are you so happy that God received your sacrifice? Why aren't you crying over your brother's sacrifice that was rejected? Why don't you go to Cain and say, 'I'm so sorry that God didn't receive yours'?" I'll tell you something stronger. If Abel would have said to God, "Thank you very much for receiving my sacrifice, but I don't want you to take mine unless you receive my brother's also." Do you know what would have happened? There would have been redemption for the whole world. About Hanukkah, it says, "Mitzvahs ner Hanukkah ish be'us ubeso." The mitzvah of the light of Hanukkah is for a man and his whole household. I say to God, Ribono Shel Olam, unless my children's light will burn forever, I don't want to live. I walk down the streets of the world, and I see somebody else's little light, and I say, Ribono Shel Olam, unless this little light burns forever, I don't want to live. What a world it would be. Everybody had a dream. On Hanukkah, each of us can get it back. Wow. So unbelievable. Brings tears to my eyes. There's so much more in this book, and I'll read more from that in a little bit. So I want to share a little Hanukkah song. I always like to do that. So let's see. Now that we've got things somewhat organized here, we've got my favorite one. Well, one of my favorite ones. This one says, "Hanukkah is a merry holiday. Tops spin round, candles burn. Oh, let us sing and dance. Chanukah, Chanukah, Chag yafeh kol kach, Or chaviv misaviv, Gili yeled ra. Chanukah, Chanukah, Sivivon sov sov, Sov sov sov, Sov sov sov, Manaim vatov." That's great. And then there's Miyamala. Let's go to that one. I have these sheets drawn up for when I was teaching in Medford High School. I used to make a Hanukkah party, and I'd sing it on their PA system in the morning announcements. It was so much fun. I'm not there, so I can't do it there anymore. Hopefully somebody's doing something about Hanukkah in the school system, but you don't know. Okay, so Mia Melalts, "Who can retell? Who can retell the things that befell us? Who can count them? In every age, a hero or sage came to our aid. Hark, In days of yore, in Israel's ancient land, brave Maccabeus led the faithful band. But now, all Israel must as one arise, redeem itself through deed and sacrifice. And everyone you should know, whatever happened then is a signpost for what is happening right now. Right now. Mi yimalel gvuros Yisrael, osan mi yimne, hein bichador yakum ha-gibor goel ha-am. Shema v'yomim ha-hem bazman hazeh, Maccabi Moshia uvadeh, Uv yameinu kol yam Yisrael, Yisached yakum v'yigael. Dum da da dee la ya la la la, ya la dee da, da da do da la 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 ya la la, ooh la ya la 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 la, ooh lu 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 lu, ah la li la 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 li. Da di da di da, la 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 la. I'm going to play something now from a dear friend, who I just learned has moved up. I think it's to New Hampshire. Daniel Gill from his Hava Nagila for Real, Volume 1. This is WMFO Medford, and you're listening to the Voicemobile, mostly Hanukkah about today.
Moedoy, daddy da moedo, daddy da moedo, muddy da moedo, moho moedo, daddy da 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 moho, moho, daddy da moho, daddy da moho, daddy da moho, moho, daddy da moho, da di da ma di da ma di da ma da di da ma da di da ma. Oy doy, daddy da moy da, daddy da moy da, daddy da moy da, moy da moy da, daddy da moy da, daddy da moy da, daddy da moy da, do. Oy da doy da, oy da doy da, moho moho, da 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 moho, oy da doy da, oy da doy da, moho moho, da 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 mo.
Ah, Daniel Gill. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. All right, let's see. We're going to go. Where are we going to go next? Let's go to Eitan Katz live in Jerusalem. Here we go. It's a little bit. Yeah, here we go. Let's do.
Bye.
Etan Katz, beautiful, beautiful. And so far so good. Let's see. Whoops. There we go. Okay, so I want to share something from Israel 21st Century, this wonderful website that lets you know all the tech stuff that's happening in Israel. And there's so much good stuff that's going on. This is an article by Brian Blum from November 23rd of this year. It says, would you hop on a bus without a driver? Israelis will have a chance to do just that, as four corporate consortiums have been scheduled to run Israel's first autonomous bus pilot. The pilot program will run for 2 years with an investment of about $18 million, half from government funding. Upon completion of the program, winning groups are expected to operate bus lines commercially using self-driving vehicles. Wow, fascinating. All right, so pilot has two stages. In the first, the companies will test autonomous buses in a closed experimental area with the aim of proving technological, regulatory, safety, and business feasibility. And let's see if I can get to the next part of this article here. There we go. Okay, so in the second stage, the autonomous buses will move to public roads. The distance the buses can travel will increase during the 2-year pilot. Fascinating. The buses will initially require a safety driver in place behind the wheel in case something goes wrong. Ideally, this requirement will be dropped once the safety of the buses is assured. The pilot will also help the government to map the required infrastructure for operating a fully autonomous public transportation system in Israel, as well as to test the business capability of public transport operators. Amazing. Okay, so let's see. The advent of autonomous public transportation addresses two problems any Israeli who relies on buses will immediately recognize: traffic congestion and lack of manpower. The four winning consortiums, and they mention the names, in Metropolitan, BG Motors, Autopia from Israel, and Karsan from Turkey, Ad Aztec from Michigan, Applied Autonomy Norway. Metropolitan is one of the largest public transport operators in Israel. The technology companies in the group have experience with previous autonomous public transport pilots in Michigan and Norway. Fascinating. Eged and a leading French technological company. Eged is the largest public transport operator in Israel and one of the largest in the world. The French company has run autonomous pilots in some 20 countries. Wow, who knew? I didn't know this. This is fascinating. Well, let's see if I can get this to decide to. Here we go. So it gives a lot more detail about this. So, I mean, just imagine. It's totally amazing. This Israel 21st Century is a great website if you want to know all the newest technological things that are going on in Israel. And again, that's an article by Brian Blum. Okay, so I think I have something ready for us to go. Let's see if we do. Yeah.
está aquí. Pocho, cántalas para mí. Hanukkah linda está aquí. Pocho, cántalas para mí.
Una candelica, dos candelicas, tres candelicas, cuatro candelicas, cinco candelicas, seis candelicas, siete candelicas, ocho candelas para mí.
Muchas fiestas voy a hacer con alegrías y placer. Muchas fiestas voy a hacer con alegrías y placer.
Una candelica, dos candelicas, tres candelicas, cuatro candelicas, cinco candelicas, seis candelicas, siete candelicas, ocho candelas para mí.
Los pastelicos voy a comer con almendricas y la miel.